Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're looking at the trucking industry as they deal with the truck driver shortage. Tom Mulvaney is our guest joining us live. He's with Wadhams Enterprises. Tom, thanks for being with us. Yesterday, you made an announcement that you're opening the door with a little help of a new law to even more people to maybe get involved in the trucking industry. What kind of driver shortage are you seeing here in Western New York and around the country?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. We're nationwide. We're actually looking at about an 80,000 driver shortage. Western New York and across New York State, it's just as critical. I can't give you a number, but it's at a critical stage, and it's affecting every carrier across the state.
You know, Tom, this couldn't have just happened with the pandemic, right, this driver shortage. When did it actually begin, do you think?
Well, I've been at this for 12 years now, and we started seeing it probably 4 or 5 years ago at a lower level, but it was definitely a trend that we saw. But the pandemic definitely had an effect on it, it's at a critical stage now.
You mentioned it was a trend even before the pandemic. What are some of the issues that, you know, maybe you're seeing as why people aren't considering trucking in a way that they were in the past?
Yeah, good question. We've been trying to feel that onion for many years. It's got to do with a lot of factors. Some of the positions require being out on the road and away from home. Some of the positions require overnights, even though they're local. And it's just sometimes it's an intimidating situation to think about driving a big truck. But one of the biggest factors in our studies were, you know, we had to wait till they were 21, and we would often lose them to different careers, where now I can be out there in high schools, tech schools, et cetera, and offer them a position right away.
You know, to me, when I think about the industry, I would have to think that there's this fear of automation. We hear about self-driving cars and, you know, soon to be trucks to come. And, you know, there's this idea that, you know, are these going to be taking over for what is my job or what could be my job in the near future? How do you feel about that? And is that having any impact?
I don't think it's having an effect. And I don't see that happening in our trucking industry for many years. There's too much that would have to be done to the infrastructure for that to happen. Cars are a whole different thing, but I don't see that even possible for 15, 20 years for trucks.
All right. You know, before this change in the law, what was the situation? You could hire a driver at 18, but they couldn't travel outside New York State?
No, actually, we could not hire anyone until they were 21, which is the federal law and was New York State's law as well.
So now, do you think you have a much better shot at recruiting an 18-year-old than a 21-year-old?
Well, I can speak to the interest level. I participated in an event at a tech school in Rochester a few months ago, and the interest level really just blew my mind. The kids were asking great questions. They wanted to know when they could get their license. So that experience right there told me, yes, it's going to be there's going to be an interest level that I believe will be big, and I can't wait to get in front of these young men and women.
And speaking to that interest level, I mean, part of that has to do with the pay. I mean, the pay is pretty good, even for entry level in this industry.
No question. You know, and there's going to be different pay structures for different types of trucking, but the average right now is between $60,000 and $70,000 a year. We have some that make a little less. We have some that make quite a bit more. So it's a great point. And you know, it's at a level where you could raise a family and have a nice home and be comfortable. It's a comfortable living career for sure.
We're talking with Tom Mulvaney this morning on WBEN from Wadhams Enterprises about the shortage of trucking drivers. Are there incentives too right now?
Oh yes. We've tried to try many things. There's sign-on bonuses. We have programs for training that will now, you know, obviously be offered to 18 to 20 year olds. Where our in-house training program is free, and you're actually hired prior to starting the program. So we've had to be creative, I'll say, to attract them. And there's a lot of different companies doing different things, but they are certainly out there.
We've talked so much about the supply shortages and everything, the supply chain crisis that we have. And a lot of it is a shortage in materials themselves. You know, some of it is dealing with overseas. But how much of that can be attributed to what you're seeing in the trucking industry?
I would say quite a bit. It's obviously, you know, when you think about the ships being out, waiting to come in and get the containers taken off, you got to keep in mind that once they get them off, they've got to be moved to a location. So with a driver shortage, those probably containers are still sitting in the port waiting for available trucks to move them to the, you know, distribution centers, et cetera.
Well, you know, when you recruit, I'm guessing you're probably mostly attracting men and, you know, young men. How many women are ever interested in this?
Oh, you'd be surprised. There's quite a few. And we actually probably employ probably 12 to 15, I'd say, in the Northeast. And I go to schools often. I'm on my way to one in Rome right now. And there's often females in there. And to be honest with you, we've had great success with female drivers.
Well, hey, Tom, we wish you luck, and hopefully you can fill all those slots that you need. Tom Mulvaney joining us, talking about the truck driver shortage. He's from Wadhams Enterprises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.